Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Sedgy Today. Got a big show for in store for this week. My first guest is 25% of the Oak Ridge Boys. Dwayne Allen will be joining us. A couple months back, we had our friend Yakov Smirnov on. He's from Ukraine, and he's back to give us a little update of what's happening in his life and his family's life over there. Then beautiful Adrian Barbeau will be here. Next hour, comedian John Viner. The Olympic star Mark Spitz will be on the program. Another beautiful actress, Diane Cannon, who's written a book about her relationship with Cary Grant and her friendship with Johnny Carson. And then actress and singer Mandy Moore. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Sedgy Today. We're going to pause, but when we come back, my first guest this first hour from the Oak Ridge Boys, Dwayne Allen.
This is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver. And the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD.
July is one of the most patriotic months of the year. This is the perfect time for Flag Time to announce the launch of a special July Kickstarter campaign for Flag Guard. Flag Guard is a flag display unit that does more than just display old glory. Visit FlagTime.com and click on the Kickstarter link to see what you've been missing when it comes to flying your flag. Not only will this unit protect your flag, but it will also protect your home with a built-in security camera. A light sensor will unfurl the flag when the sun comes up and put it away safely when the sun goes down. Visit FlagTime.com and follow the Kickstarter link. Would you like to fly your flag at night? Turn on the LED light system. Everything is controlled from an app on your smartphone. Learn all about the Flag Guard at FlagTime.com and follow the Kickstarter link. There, you'll see not only our prototypes in action, but you'll also learn about the July-only pricing and meet the Flag Guard team. FlagTime.com. That's FlagTime.com. Visit FlagTime.com and follow the Kickstarter link.
I'm the kind of car I drive. Do my video game.
I got a Nikon camera, a Sony color TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA, standing next to me.
My baby is American made.
You're back live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Sedgy Today. And, of course, if you've listened to me at all over the many years that I've done this show, you know that one of my favorite groups are the Oak Ridge Boys, and we've had them all on the air. In fact, got great pictures of them when we worked together in Branson, Missouri. And we have our friend Dwayne Allen with us right now to talk about some exciting things. Hi, Dwayne. Welcome to the show. Always
good. Ron, it's so good to talk to you and your beautiful wife beforehand. And it's just always good to talk to you. I enjoyed every time we've ever run into each other, and that's been many times over the years.
Yes, it has. And I got to tell you something, and I say this not because you're on the air with us today. I've told this to many people. We've interviewed like 18,000 guests on this show. You guys are the best. You really are. You're always there. You are always very receptive to doing any kind of promotion, anything at all, and great guests on the air. I feel like I'm a fifth Oak Ridge boy. I've got to be honest with you.
Well, we'll just have to come up with some kind of an award.
Okay.
Okay.
You know, I want to talk about so many things, but I do want to mention the fact, as I mentioned before on the air, Richard, and of course Joe's been on a thousand times too, but I do want to make mention about this new CD we were talking about, this gospel CD that Shooter Jennings, and I think, was it David Cobb that was involved with that too?
Right.
Yeah.
David Cobb is the producer. In fact, it's really his vision, Ron. We met at a little meet and three called the Pie Wagon.
Right.
And when the four of us met with David, and we started talking about what we were going to do and what his vision was going to be for the Oak Ridge Boys, his eyes started to sparkle, and I knew that we were about to go into his vision. And he said, "You know, I want you to imagine when you were little boys and you first heard rock and roll music. What did that sound like to you? What did that feel like to you? Elvis, Ray Charles, Jerry Lee Lewis. How did you feel when you first heard that music?" Well, the answer to that was, you know, it felt good in the soul. It made you want to get up and move around. And what about it brought that characteristic of rock and roll that made you want to do that? Well, it was, we all were raised in gospel, and sure, so were they.
Sure, right.
And it was the passion in their lyrics, and it was the tracks that sounded like old-fashioned tent revivals, you know? And it made you want to move around a little bit. Well, we got into that vision, and we started asking ourselves, well, what turned those guys on? We know we were raised in Southern gospel. We were all raised in church. But what turned those guys on? It was really earlier than that. They were all turned on to black gospel.
Right.
So, Ron, we went back so far that David is a historian. He went all the way back to the Smithsonian and found some songs that were before copyrights. In fact, one of the songs, "Let It Shine on Me," I always have to search for copyright so we can get all that written down on the record label and everything, get all that accredited properly. I found 10 people that wrote that song. Well, what that means is it's an old PD song.
Sure.
So every black gospel group that recorded that song back years ago, they put their name on it as an arrangement.
Yeah.
You know, and so I went back as far as I could go to find the very first one that I could find, and that's who we put on it. And there's five songs that came from that era, and we have four new songs on there, but they're all with that feel, that early feel of rock and roll, with the simplicity of very few instruments and a big emphasis on the four vocals, with very little tuning, very little technical work done afterwards. It's pretty much in your face. And to accomplish that, I'll give you one example. A Brand New Star, when we already had that cut, and we were listening back, and David started squirming around. He said, "Let's go back into the studio." So we followed him back into the RCA studio, and he said, "Bring that RCA 44. You know what kind of microphone
that is. Oh, I know exactly.
That big old 44 mic, ribbon mic.
Absolutely.
Let's all get around that mic and sing on one mic. I want you to sing to each other and sing together." And he grabbed a rhythm guitar and sat down about 6 feet from us, put a microphone on his guitar, and he said, now let's record that song.
How cool is that?
And we recorded that song around one microphone. You can't tune, you can't fix, you can't do anything to that vocal once you've done it. It's all on one mic.
Well, that's the way it used to be in the old days, you know. You have,
and that's how we cut it, Ron.
Yeah, but I understand that they put Richard in another room so they could control
it. We did. We did. After we cut it, we realized he needed to hear himself a little stronger, so we put him in a booth and isolated him, but the three of us stayed there together, and we learned it together on that one mic, but we put him so we could bring him up a little bit. We needed him up a little in the mic. So we put him in an isolated booth so he could hear himself and so that we could bring his bass voice up a little bit. He couldn't really, we all sing so loud that we were drowning him out.
You know, Dwayne, it is amazing how patriotic you guys are. I know you're very close to the Bush family, and it's just unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen, when you go see these guys, of which I've done on millions of occasions. One thing I did not know about you, Dwayne, though, I did not realize that at the Paris Junior College where you studied, two operettas were written based on your life, and one entitled Let's See Paris?
That's right.
Wow.
And they were both original operettas, and they were written around my life in Paris Junior College because I had a music scholarship, and there was not a music program there other than for a band instrument. You could get a scholarship for band, but you couldn't get a vocal scholarship before me in voice. And I was the first vocal scholarship they ever offered there, and they felt that they had to justify giving that scholarship to me. So the drama and speech department combined with the music department wrote two original plays, and each year we put on a week of performances with those two dramas, and I starred in both of them.
Wow.
And it was really a big thing in Paris. They were really good to me there. I went there on a voice scholarship and a valedictorian scholarship, and they were very nice to me in college, and I have I'll become a distinguished alumni from there and a distinguished alumni from Texas A&M at Commerce, where I finished and graduated with a music degree.
Unbelievable. That is so great. You know, I mentioned, ladies and gentlemen, how amenable these guys are, everything. I got to thank you. I've thanked Joe and I've thanked Richard. A couple of years ago, you were playing in my hometown in Pennsylvania at a theater called the Warner Theater.
Oh, yeah.
And I was going to come in the week after because I do a show with a 15-piece orchestra about
with your orchestra, of course you do.
And you guys were so nice to plug that show a week in advance for me. I'll never forget that, Dwayne.
Well, you're one of our friends, man. We take care of our friends.
Well, you sure do.
We believe in you.
Well, now, I want to talk to you about two things that are very dear to my heart. One is cars, but we'll get to that later. The other thing, though, is that this new clothesline that you have, the Liberty Legends USA Series, a collaboration of Made in America business and leaders that promote bringing jobs back to America. I'm a clothes horse. I mean, I really love clothes. When I used to travel with Ed McMahon, he said, you know, you're like traveling with Barbara Streisand. You got more suits and everything else than anybody. And, Dwayne, after we take a quick break, let's talk about that, okay? Our special guest, my friend of many years, Dwayne Allen, 25% of the Oak Ridge Boys. And Wayne and I will be back with more, live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgie today.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete.
And in an instant, your world flips. And your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Back with Ron Seggi today, and staying over for another segment is Dwayne Allen from the Oak Ridge Boys. I can't say enough good things about these guys, and have always been so nice to me and my family. Tell us about this clothing line, because I think this is sensational, Dwayne.
Well, Ron, traveling all over the country like both you and I have, we drive through these towns, and you can get clothes cheaper with cheaper labor that's shipped in from overseas. And what the Oak Ridge Boys felt like, that if we got involved and put our name with it, and the Gatlin brothers, I might add, are involved with us as well, and so is Evander Holyfield. And we have several people with major names are involved with us now. But what we wanted to do is to bring back good-paying jobs for Americans. And we wanted people to start looking for the Made in America logo, made in the USA, made by American hands, you know. And what that does is keep good-paying jobs right here in America for American families,
right,
keeping families together. A good example of that is we gave away gifts to all of the people that are in our team, which number well over 100 every year, and we have something made for them. This year we had cups made for all of the people in our organization, William Morris, Sandy Brokaw, Jeremy Westby's PR firm, everybody that represents us in any way. And what we did was have a cup made with 17th Avenue Revival on the inside, so when you're drinking your coffee, you look right across to the other side, and it's handmade, and there is 17th Avenue Revival inside the cup.
Oh, wow.
Oak Ridge Boys on the outside. We're very careful to make sure that that cup is handmade in California, but we were very insistent that it be made in the United States. And what we are doing is we're trying to lead by example ourselves. If you watch Huckabee, I gave him a suit the other night on his show about 2 weeks ago. That was a Hart, Schaffner & Marks suit, which is made in America. They're one of America's greatest suit makers. And we will travel to Paducah, Kentucky, and we have suits and jackets for all of the Gaither vocal band.
Oh, wow.
And we will take them to their afternoon Sunday concert and surprise them with brand new suits and jackets at their concert. And what we're doing is we're trying our best to show that giving is is a part of the American system. It shows that we care by giving, is those people tell people that we're giving them something that's American made.
Sure.
And they help us get the word out. We may never make a penny at it, Ron. We're not really in it for the money. We've got a good job. We're doing it because we want to help keep American families employed and keep good jobs in America.
Can you go on OakRidgeBoys.com and order the suits there?
Yeah, go to our website and find the link to Liberty Legends, and it will take you right to their page.
I'm serious. I am going to do that. See, I've been wanting these suits for a long time. Let's talk about something else that you and I have in common, okay?
Okay.
Your car collection. Now, I'm an antique car buff myself, okay? So I didn't know that you had a museum called Ace on Wheels. I have got to come there because I've got a few collectibles myself, and maybe we can share some car stories together.
Oh, I love collecting old cars. I've had so many. In fact, I'm trying to find homes for some of my cars now. I've got so many that I really don't have time to love them like they need love.
Oh,
I know. They need to be driven. They need to be cared for. But I've still got way too many. I've got one that is kind of a prize. It's a number 14 of 50 Excaliburs made in their silver anniversary year.
Oh.
For their first year, 1984.
I know the car.
Where they made a back seat.
Yep.
And they have a soft top and a hard top.
That's a gorgeous car.
And it's a white with a silver side.
Well, now you can appreciate what I have then amongst mine. I have a 75 Stutz Blackhawk.
Oh, yeah. That's a beautiful, beautiful car.
Elvis bought the first one. That's my prized possession out of the ones I have. But, you know, before you sell those cars, you got to let me know, okay? I want to be first on the list.
Well, you know, when I got my first old car, which was a 31 Model A, I was driving out in the country, and what I noticed was people sitting on their front porch in the summertime in the chairs, husband and wife, when they see the car, the expressions on their face trip them back to a time when life was much more simple.
That's right.
And they smiled, and it was like you could almost see them start to telling stories about that period of time. And it wasn't about me. It was about the car, because they hadn't seen me yet. They saw the car.
Sure.
They might not even ever see me driving down it. And that's what I loved about it. It brought out the goodness in people and the memories that they shared and were able to share with each other. And that's what I love about old cars. I'm a retro guy. I love giving credit to things of the past. Give us direction for what path we should take for the future.
Amen. I agree. Do you have a 55, 56, or 57 Thunderbird in your stack of cars yet?
No, but I've got a 53 Cadillac that was owned by Duncan Hines.
Oh.
It's just got 35,000 miles on it. Doesn't have a panel divider in between the front and back. It's open. It's not a convertible, but it's open there.
Oh, boy, you and I could go on forever and ever about that.
I've got a 48 Rolls-Royce Silver Wraith limousine that was owned by the Russian Tsar when he was in England. It's a right-hand drive.
It's right-hand drive?
Uh-huh, and it was used in England by the Russian Tsar when he would come there. That was his, and Wayne Newton bought that. It came out of the Wayne Newton collection. His brother started a club down in South Tennessee, and it went bottoms up, and I got that out of the bankruptcy.
Wow. I have a Silver Spur, but it's a left-hand drive. I can't get used to the right-hand drive. I feel like I want to deliver mail when I'm in the right-hand drive all the time.
It is a weird trip to drive down the road on the right-hand side. You're constantly wondering if you're getting over that lane.
Dwayne, I appreciate the time you spent with us.
I could talk with you all day.
I was just going to say the same thing with you. But I understand you're going to be near us soon, and I'm hopefully going to be up and seeing you here in the next couple of weeks, my friend.
I would love to see you, and you and your beautiful wife come up and visit with us as our guests, and we'd just love to see you. No strings attached, no baggage, no. Just come and enjoy the evening where we can just laugh and have fun.
Let's do it. Dwayne, we love you, pal, and thank you for joining.
Love you too, Ron.
And we'll see you soon, okay?
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. One of four of the nicest guys you'll ever meet, Dwayne Allen, along with, of course, William Lee Golden, Richard Sturban, and Joe Bonzo, better known to all of us as the Fabulous Oak Ridge Boys. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Growing signs that price pressures are easing suggest that June's distressingly high 9.1% increase in consumer prices will probably be the peak. But even if inflation indeed comes down, economists see a slow pace of decline. Ed Hyman, who's the chair at Evercore ISI, pointed to many indicators that 9.1% might have been the top. And a 10-year-old is honored by Google.
Google is honoring Alethea Haven Ramirez, one of the students killed in the Uvalde, Texas school shooting, by spotlighting her Google Doodle. The 10-year-old wanted to be an artist and had drawn artwork to submit to win the Doodle for Google Artwork Competition. Alethea was one of the 21 people killed in the mass shooting at Robb Elementary School on May 24th in Uvalde, Texas. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
This is USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
All across the USA and around the world, you're listening to Ron Segee today. Let me tell you something. I've interviewed a ton of people over the past 31 years for this show, and our next guest is one of my favorite. And I have to be honest with you, it's not because I'm talking to him. This guy is terrific. He's probably one of, if not the funniest man I've ever watched on stage, and I've watched him several times. And not only is he a great actor and a great comedian, he's got a master's degree in psychology, he's a professor at the Missouri State University, and a doctoral degree in global leadership from Pepperdine University, which means I'm totally unqualified to talk to Yakov Smirnoff. Hey, Yakov.
You're qualified. You earned your stripes.
Well, good. How you been, my friend?
You know, considering the war in Ukraine that is keeping us for the last month, my wife is from Ukraine. So her family, it was now, they went to Poland, and thank God they were out. And part of my family, unfortunately, is not out, but they're older, and they decided not to leave because they're more afraid of not making it across the border than being, you know, bombed. So they just go to the bomb shelters on a regular basis, and they seem to be okay, but every day when I talk to them, it's kind of, you don't know if you're going to hear him again or not.
For a man who's dedicated his entire life to comedy, I was anxious to talk to you because we've had some great conversations and joked around in the many, many years. Geez, I've known him for almost 30 years. Talk about something that is so serious, so sad, and my heart goes out to you, Yakov, because I didn't realize that you still had family in that area. And your lovely wife, who I met a couple of years ago, she's got to be devastated too. Have you talked to them recently?
I talked to my cousin today, and he's in Odessa, and he's just saying, you know, we just got back from the bomb shelter, and, you know, they're okay, but they're also realizing that this is just the way it's going to be for a while, and they don't know how long, obviously.
What kind of memories do you have of Ukraine? Because, you know, before this terrible thing has happened, the pictures that I have seen, it was a beautiful country, and now it looks like Nagasaki. Now, I mean, it looks like it's levels.
That's what happens when the war happens. You know, unfortunately, this is something that nobody in the right mind can look at and say, this is normal. This is definitely horrible. But this, you can also see that we, with social media, adding to the images that we used to have relied, you know, basically on some television reporters to show us something, but now that the media became your cell phone, you see so much more horror just because it's there. It's not like we just didn't see it before in different wars. Mm-hmm. That's what makes it even more horrific.
Now, your wife, her parents, her family went to Poland then? They got out?
Her mom and her sister and her nephew and niece were able to get out and get to Poland. And now they're on the way to Vienna to go to the American and Canadian embassy.
Wow.
To be able to apply and see who will take them. So we're definitely helping them on this side to do what we can to give them support that they can get to get out.
I know that you have had a very extreme effort in trying to raise money. I know that a couple of weeks ago that you did a charity. Are you doing more stuff in the future?
Yes, we definitely are. We are working with Convoy of Hope, and so they're the ones who are on the ground there distributing. We raised $25,000 because that can feed the
the people that are in a terrible situation.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to continue to do this more and more with my wife. She was singing Ukrainian national anthem, and there was no dry eye in the house.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing. Yes, we definitely will do more.
Is there some kind of a website you have where people could donate? Because even though Yakov has been a citizen here for many, many years, when you watch him and you talk to him and you see him in person, even on stage, I mean, his heart is in his homeland, and why wouldn't it be? Everybody wants to be back to,
right,
you know, where they grew up and the memories they have. Is there some place that our listeners can help Yakov?
Yes, go to Convoy of Hope, and they are set up to donations, and so we have literally direct connection with people who are in terrible need to help them directly. Every little bit counts.
Yeah.
Convoy of Hope.
Okay, Yakov, how does that affect your routine?
I you know what? My focus the last 20 years have been very, even though with my background, I still do a few jokes that are, you know, about me coming to America and stuff. And then when I talk about relationships,
right,
between men and women, and that will never change. So I'm pretty good. You know, the only thing is when I come out now, instead of saying, "Hi, I'm Yakov Smirnov," as you know, I'm originally from Russia, I'm saying, "Hi, I'm Yakov Smirnov. I'm originally from Ukraine."
Yeah.
And in the past, nobody knew what Ukraine was. Now they do. So from that perspective, you know, I get that recognition from the audience that they appreciate, and all the help that Ukraine needs, rightfully so. I think it makes it more current.
Yeah.
Because now people are aware what Ukraine is.
You know, Yakov, you have captured the hearts and have for many, many years of all Americans with your humor, your levity, and with your candidness. It's such a great pleasure to watch you on stage. There's always laughter in the audience of Yakov, and to see him in this kind of a situation is very tough, especially for someone like myself who's known him for so long. I know you got the theater in Branson, but
yes.
Are you doing shows coming up?
I do. I have a show coming up in Atlantic City at Tropicana Hotel, and after that, I'm going to California to do a show there. I'm writing a book right now on relationships, and that's exciting for me. The book is called Why Does the Wrong Person Feel So Right? Why does the wrong person feel so right?
Wow.
And it's pretty deep. It's based on my dissertation work for my doctorate. So I'm really hoping that this will give more clarity to the messages that I believe are very important, especially for younger people who are starting their relationships and they are clueless of what can make it work long term. And they walk into a script that was imposed to them from their parents, and if the script was great, which is very rare, then they're doing good. But if the script was not good, then they're going to repeat it. I'm very passionate about pointing out in a humorous way the differences between men and women, and ability to help people to make that choice of their life be more accurate, more on what it should be.
When's the book come out, Yakov?
It's probably end of the year. I'm kind of aiming. Netflix is doing a documentary of my life, and so we're kind of making that to come out about the same time, some towards the end of the year.
Wow, that's great. Well, I got to tell you something. When the Netflix movie comes out, when the book comes out, or if you just want to talk about anything in the world, including your dear homeland of Ukraine, you know, my friend, you are always welcome here. I consider you a very close friend and one of the treasures of this country. I'm proud you're an American.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Okay, and tell your wife I asked for her. She's a sweetheart.
She is.
Okay.
I lucked out. I've been doing all this studying about relationships for selfish reasons, to find a beautiful wife like I did.
Well, you certainly have done that. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, it's a cloud.
Okay, I will do. Thank you. And a great career to be proud of. And now we urge everybody to, help Yakov and all of our Americans who are supporting Ukraine. And again, the website is Yakov.com, right?
Yakov.com. YAKOV.com.
What a country, huh? Thank you, my friend. It's so nice talking with you, and I look forward to your return. I really
do. My pleasure.
Okay, thank you.
Great talking to you.
Nice talking with you, too. Our dear friend, Yakov Smirnov. What a nice man he is, and I tell you, a very compassionate individual. He's doing all he can to help his homeland of Ukraine. And I must add that in all the interviews and the times I've spent with Yakov, to hear him very serious is a very different Yakov than what you know on stage. He's a very serious individual. And we're going to pause for a second, but there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete.
And in an instant, your world flips. And your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at...
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You've even seen it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
the USA and around the world. You are listening to Ron Segi today. I'm very happy to have our next guest with us. She used to be with us a lot of times, and for some reason, we have not had her on the show again, but she is back. I love this lady. She is such a talented one. And we are going to be talking about a film that is set to release today called For the Love of Jesse. Joining us right now is the beautiful Adrian Barbeau. Adrian, welcome back to the show. Good to hear your voice again.
Thank you, Ron. I saw your name and I thought, oh boy.
Man, it's been a long time, but boy, I got to tell you something. Still as beautiful as ever and talented as ever in this new show that's coming up. I'm very excited for this. It's being released today. It's called For the Love of Jesse, and you play a mom this time around.
I play a mom this time around. And actually, a grandmom at one point.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
I play the mother of a doctor, a young man, played by Randy Wayne, who's very much in love with his very pregnant wife and is devastated when she dies during childbirth.
Mm-hmm.
And he is left with raising my grandchild.
Yeah.
This is not a mom you'd necessarily want to have. Yeah. She shows up and she's not incredibly likable. She and her son have a prickly relationship,
yeah.
But she shows up because somebody's got to help him take care of this baby. And finally convinces him that he's got to hire someone, a housekeeper, nanny, to take care of the baby. Does not like the woman that he hires, who has her own history, having lost a child. And it is a love story. It is a story about second chances. And even in the case of my character, the changes that can take place in a person as a result of love. It's not like, you know, the people who usually watch me to see me screaming and yelling and the ghosts coming or the horror. This is for a much, much wider audience.
Well, you know, it's unique here when you say that he got a nanny, because the nanny, according to what I saw, was actually a former patient of his that lost the baby to a miscarriage. So he decides to hire her because she needs a job. And you didn't really agree with this arrangement. I mean, ultimately...
No, because she shows up wearing, she's got tattoos, she's got a biker jacket on, she's got her hair shaved. This is not someone I want. In fact, I have a line. I hope you're not here to apply for the job dressed like that.
Yeah.
It
would be a frightening thing to see. The thing about it is, though, is that this movie, even though it came out today, it was the winner of a Best Screenplay in Los Angeles' Film Awards back in 2017. So this was done a couple of years back, right, Adrian?
Well, no, the screenplay was written in 2017.
Okay.
And then they, you know, just as they were getting ready to start filming, I should have looked this up. I'm not sure if we did this in 2018. It must have been, maybe it was early 2019.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah. Just as they were ready to start filming, the actor that David McAbee, our writer-director, had written the role for to play the doctor, my son, passed away.
Oh, gosh, really?
And so then it was, a question of if they were even going to continue. But they did, and they hired Randy Wayne, wonderful actor.
Yes, he is.
And went on and made the film.
You know, you have had such an illustrious career over your young life. You know, of course, everybody remembers Maude back in 1972. A lot of horror films, as you alluded to earlier. Someone's Watching Me, The Fog, Escape from New York, Swamp Thing, gosh, Two Evil Eyes, Creepshow. And you did some voiceover work, too, as the Catwoman on Batman, the Animated Series. Do you like doing voiceover works? A lot of actors and actresses like that because they can... It's like being in a costume at an amusement park. You can act really silly and nobody sees you.
Well, what I like about it is you don't have to put a costume on. You know?
No makeup, no nothing.
I love doing voiceover work.
Yeah.
Right now, when I'm not acting, I do video description for the blind.
Really?
So that when you're watching your television show, if you hit your secondary audio channel, program button, you can hear a voice describing what is happening on screen in between the dialogue, so that someone who's visually impaired, you know, hears the actor speaking, but then hears my voice or another actor's voice describing the action. So, and fortunately, because my son is a music producer and he has a studio here at the house, I've been able to do some of my voiceover work even as we are sheltering in place.
Yeah.
So that's been very nice. And I love doing voiceovers. I do a lot of video games. Fallout 76 and God of War and Halo 4 and, you know, they're great fun. Love them.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun, yeah. The problem when you do that, they don't see your beautiful face. They should put like a little 8x10 there on all these video games. This is the beautiful person who you hear on this. As I mentioned before, it's released today, and it can be found on Amazon, iTunes, Google Play, Comcast On Demand, CBD.com, ChristianCinema.com, Walmart, Target, and Best Buy. And I couldn't be happier for you because I think that this is a great movie. It has been described as a path to a second chance for heartache and drama and redemption. And this is the kind of movie that you like to watch at times like this because it makes you feel you've gotten a second chance at life. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Adrian, you have to do me a favor now, okay? This is favor time. You can't stay away as long as we have had in the past, right? You got to come and visit us more often. I love when you're here. You're a great actress, a nice, nice person, and I really miss not talking to you. Can we make a little note that you'll be back soon?
You know what? I have another film releasing. It's a golf comedy with Dan Lauria and Amber Liu, the K-pop star.
Yeah.
So I'd be Eagle in the Albatross. I'd be happy to come back and talk about that. And then I've got three more horror films that are in various states of post-production. There's a really good one. It's the only one I've seen, so I can't talk about the other two, called Unearth with Mark Blucas. And so hopefully when those are ready to be seen, I'll come and talk to you again.
Let's do it, Adrian. Love when you're here, and congratulations on this film, For the Love of Jesse, and we'll look forward to having you back next month.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Adrian. Our guest has been Adrian Barbeau. And stick around. There's more to come live nationwide and around the world with Ron Seggi today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it. The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and 6-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Well, that wraps up hour number one of Ron Segi today, but we have another hour to go, and I'd like to thank my guest this first hour from the Oak Ridge Boys, Dwayne Allen, comedian Yakov Smirnoff, and actress Adrienne Barbeau. Next hour, comedian John Biner will be on the show, and then Mark Spitz, one of the great Olympic stars of our generation, will be here talking about a very serious matter. We'll be chatting with actress Diane Cannon about a book that she's written about Cary Grant. She also tells us some side stories with her friendship with Johnny Carson, and then actress and singer that we knew when she was only 12 years old, Mandy Moore. And that's coming up next hour with Ron Segi today.